ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 34th chapter, text 21.
Upagiyamanau lalitam strijanair baddha sauriday sva alankritanu liptangau sagni ऋग्विनौ विरजोम्बरौ उपगीयमानौ ललितम् स्त्रीजनैर्बद्धसौहृदये स्वअलिङ्क्रातु निलप्तङ्गौ स्विग्नालङ्क्रात् श्रिग्विनौ विरजाम्बरौ उपगीयमानौ ललितम् स्त्रीजनैर्बद्धसौहृदये स्वअलिङ्क्रातु नीलाप्ताङ्गौ श्रिग्विनौ विरजाम्बरौ। Upagiyamanau, their glories being sung, lalitam, charmingly, strijanai, by the women folk, baddha, bound, saurhidaye, in affection for them, su alankrita, finely decorated, anulipta, and anointed with sandalwood pulp. Angau, whose limbs, Srikvinau, wearing flower garlands. Viraja, spotless. Ambarau, whose garments. Translation. Krishna and Balaram wore flower garlands and spotless garments, and the limbs were beautifully decorated and anointed. The women sang their glories in a charming way, bound to them by affection. So this verse does not have purport, so we'll read 3-4 more verses. The two lords praise the nightfall, signaled by the rising of the moon, and the appearance of stars, a lotus-scented breeze, and bees intoxicated by the fragrance of jasmine flowers. Krishna and Balaram sang, producing the entire range of musical sounds simultaneously. Their singing brought happiness to the ears and minds of all living beings. The gopis became stunned when they heard that song. Forgetting themselves, O king, did not notice that their fine garments were becoming loose and their hair and garlands disheveled. While Lord Krishna and Balaram thus played according to their own sweet will and sang to the point of apparent intoxication, a servant of Kuvera named Shankarchuda came upon the scene. O king, even as the two lords looked on, Shankarchuda brazenly began driving the women off towards the north. The women who had accepted Krishna and Balaram as their lords began to cry out to them. Purport. According to Srila Vishwanathaji Thakur, the demon Shankarchuda shook a large stick at the beautiful young girls, thus frightening them and driving them towards the north. He did not actually touch them, as it is corroborated by the following verse. And that following verse is, hearing their devotees crying out, Krishna Ram, and seeing that they were just like cows being stolen by a thief, Krishna and Balaram began to run after the demon. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamshtha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Goravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripasindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, yesterday we heard a very beautiful katha by Shri Radhana Swami Maharaj, how he was explaining this story of Nanda Maharaj saved and Shankarchuda slain. So we are just beginning this story of Krishna killing Shankarchuda. Maharaj has already promised that he will discuss it in detail sometime. I will just try to little bit speak on the some parts of the verses today, and also just a couple of days back we had the appearance day of Srila Lochandas Thakur. So I'll try to speak some words in his glorification. And today afternoon Srila Radhanath Maharaj will be speaking on Jiva Goswami and other things. So till that time, please tolerate. Bless me, I can serve in insignificant. So here, yesterday Maharaj began the story of how Krishna and Balaram, they were performing this leela, playing in the forest with the gopis. And today's verse we read that Krishna and Balaram, they were wearing flower garlands and spotless garments. Their limbs were beautifully decorated. And Krishna and Balaram were praising the nightfall and singing songs. So some of the important points in this verse we see is that how the singing of Krishna is bringing joy to all living beings. The word used is takalpayanto yugapat swara mandala murchitam. Krishna and Balaram, they were singing, producing the entire range of musical sounds simultaneously. Generally, singers, they try to sing according to their capacity, but a particular singer can produce a particular sound. But here we find that Krishna and Balaram, they are producing the entire range of musical sounds simultaneously. How is it possible? It's not possible, but it's possible for Krishna. That is the nature of the Supreme Lord, that nothing is impossible for Him. When Srila Prabhupada was asked this question, that whether Krishna can create a mountain that is so heavy that He cannot lift it up. Can God create a mountain which is so heavy that He cannot lift it up? The Prabhupada, right? Prabhupada said, yes, He can create a mountain. It's so heavy, cannot lift it up, and He will lift it up also. We find that in Krishna, there is no limitation. The absolute truth means unlimited, inconceivable. Everything is contained in Krishna, including contradictions. If contradictions were not possible in Krishna, then He would not be complete. The Supreme Lord is simultaneously very near and very far. He is simultaneously very small, andantarastu paramanu chayantarastam, within every atom, within the heart of every living being. He is in the heart of the elephant and also in the heart of the mosquito, which may lovingly bite you. It's Krishna, ultimately. If we just learn to see Krishna's presence in everything, then we can always remain happy. We just see that Krishna, who is the cause of all causes, Krishna is the cause of my getting sweet rice Mahaprasad today, and Krishna is the cause of the mosquito bite today. So we see with equal vision. The Krishna can do anything. That is the greatness of Krishna. Yesterday Maharaj was so beautifully explaining how the sky is unlimited and the birds, they fly according to their capacity. The sparrow may go up few feet up, the pigeon may go higher, the hawk goes very high. But compared to the sky, which is practically infinite, all the birds are insignificant. In mathematics, we have the concept of infinity. In this material world, infinity is actually imaginary concept. Because how can we think of infinity in the finite world with the finite brain? Krishna is only in the spiritual realm we can think of infinity. So compared to infinity, everything is insignificant. Whether it's one or thousand or 10,000, if you divide that by infinity, it becomes almost zero. So Krishna is infinite. So whatever we do, whatever we offer, whatever we can do, is all insignificant compared to Krishna. So if I can eat two chapatis and you can eat 10 chapatis, it's all insignificant because Giriraj can eat unlimited. Krishna is so great that He is winning not only in lifting Govardhan hill or in defeating demons, but also in eating. You know. So what is the question of competition between two insignificant things? You know, whether it's 1 by infinity or 2 by infinity, it's all insignificant. So when one understands the greatness of God, then one becomes very humble. That's why in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that one of the signs of knowledge is amanitvam, to become very humble. Sometimes we become humble because we don't receive honor. That is humbled. But true humility is the result of knowledge of Krishna's greatness. One who understands Krishna, even to a small degree, he understands that I am nothing. We had this yatra to Vrindavan, and during Prabhupada's disappearance day, Sachindan Maharaj was explaining how can a devotee think himself to be lower than a blade of grass. He was explaining that the grass, although very insignificant, the cow eats the grass, and then the cow gives nice milk, which is so nourishing. But I am not able to do that also. I am lower than a blade of grass. So one should cultivate these feelings of humility in order to actually chant the name of Krishna sincerely. Yesterday Maharaj was so beautifully explaining how pride is like that snake which devours our Krishna consciousness. So the protection to pride is to cultivate the feelings of humility. I was reading one collection of letters by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, and his words, and he was explaining that there was once a Vyas Puja ceremony for Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, 59th Vyas Puja, and he was speaking. I was so moved by his humility. Of course, we always know he is so much humble, but the words in that particular offering, he was saying, I have spent 59 years of my life uselessly being averse to service to Lord Hari. So with all your blessings, he was telling his disciples that if you all bless me, now I can start doing some service to Lord Hari. Another place he says that I am just trying to offer a flower to Krishna to make this flower fit for being accepted by Krishna. So how much far away we are from humility. We may be senior. We are sincere, so we are senior. We are respected sometimes. But actually, one must read the songs of the great acharyas like Bhaktivinod Thakur and Narottam Das Thakur, how they feel themselves. That can be a measurement. We can follow in their footsteps. Certainly we cannot measure, but we can just follow in their footsteps and see how much we are far away from the goal of utter humility. It's explained that utter humility is the gateway to devotional service. Most of us have not reached the gateway. We are just in the entrance line. Yes, you know, if you compare bhakti to a school, humility, trinadapi sunichena, means we are entering into first standard. And then bhakti develops. And what we are doing is KG or pre-KG. Nowadays they have play school, they call, from the age of 2 or 3. When I was in school it was 5 years, now it's 4 and 3, right? 2 and a half. Maybe after some time the admission will begin from the womb itself. So better not to take birth again. So much hassle, not only for the child, for the mother, for the father. Actually, many of the places where I'm preaching, some young boys, girls, they have grown up, now they are mothers and father, and when they bring their children, and you know, for name giving or for annaprashalan, and we see the behavior of the little children, how much it's austerity for the mother and father to train. That can make us very serious about going back to Godhead in this life. Because when we were child, you know, that part we may not remember. Many few remember their own balya lila, you know. we forget. But when you see small children developing, especially if you are a mother or a father, how much attention you have to give. I asked in one lecture, you know, how much attention does a mother have to give for a child? And one mother said, 24 hours a day. You know, deity worship, there is some time for waking and sleeping. But for child care, there is satatam seva. Ahetuki apratihata. So thinking like this, one can understand that how much I should be desperate for Krishna. Otherwise I may have to again enter into a mother's womb. Sometimes in railway trains, you know, you get the seat, last seat, 72 number berth, you know, just near the toilet. It's very difficult and you tolerate it because it's only a few hours journey. But in the womb, you have to be inside for almost 9 months. And it's not 2 feet away, but you are inside. Prabhupada says actually that if you want to simply, you know, in the present situation, if you were to be like that, like being in an airtight bag, you would probably die within few minutes. Anyway, one has to cultivate that intensity for loving Krishna. Because otherwise, even hearing of Krishna's pastimes and nice lectures, it can become a nice form of sense gratification also. Of course, there is purification if we just keep hearing. But ultimately, one has to come to that stage where one is craving for the mercy of the Lord. Bhakti means ultimately to cry in separation from Krishna. The gopis would always cry for Krishna. When Krishna left the Ras arena, the gopis were searching for Krishna. They were asking the trees, the mango trees, have you seen Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? Has Krishna passed by? And there was no reply. Then said, these are male trees, so they will probably not answer. Then the gopis asked the female trees, have you seen Krishna? And they could not find Krishna. They were searching. Started imitating the pastimes of Krishna. And all our acharyas also, they never claimed to be united with Krishna. Rather, they always felt that, He Radhe Vrajadevi Ke Chalalite, He Nanda Shuno Kuta, O Radharani Krishna, where are you? Where can I find Krishna? Recently in the Vrindavan Yatra, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was speaking very beautifully. And one of the points he was saying is that devotional service means that longing for being with Krishna. That is the Pralamba Bhav, that a devotee feels that, when will I be united with Krishna? When will I be able to chant in that mood? And such genuine longing, tears in separation from Krishna are the price for attaining love for Krishna. We are actually, one devotee who is advancing should feel himself that I am so far away from Krishna. The more one advances in Krishna consciousness, the more one feels separation from Krishna. And he feels a deep desire to be united with the Lord of the heart. Such feelings of separation, they will attract the attention of Krishna. So miseries are helpful, just like we see here that when Krishna and Balaram, they were, you know, enjoying with the gopis, and suddenly when this demon came, he tried to drive away the woman towards the north. And then they began to cry out for Krishna and Balaram. That is in tomorrow's verse, you know. Krishna Rameti Viloka Swaparigraham. They cried out, Krishna, Krishna, Balaram. Our situation is similar. We are being led by the Shankachuda of Maya. Maya has taken away our innate propensity to serve Krishna. And because of this, we are helpless in this material world. A devotee should follow in the footsteps of the gopis. When the gopis are in danger, they are taking shelter of Krishna. We see in the Govardhan Leela also, when Indra was trying to kill the Brijavasis with the thunder and rainfall, they turned towards Krishna. When there was a forest fire, suddenly all the Brijavasis found themselves surrounded by fire, they turned towards Krishna. We are all being surrounded by the fire of material existence. everyday morning we sing this prayer. Sansara dava nalalihidha loka tranaya karunya ghana ghanatva. We are in this blazing fire. So every moment we should be praying Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his prayers in the Shikshashtakam, he is teaching us how to turn towards Krishna. The chanting of Hare Krishna is not simply a mechanical exercise, but a genuine yearning of the soul for being united with the Lord of the heart. Remember, one devotee asked this question to Sunya Sadhanath Maharaj, that when we are chanting, should we actually be hearing or pronouncing or crying? What should our focus be on? The Maharaj replied very comprehensively. He said, hear with your ears, chant with your tongue, and cry with your heart. I was thinking, if I can just follow this one sentence, my life will be successful. You don't have to know many things in bhakti, but you have to know few things and practice them from the core of the heart. And actually, I see this in the life of many Prabhupada disciples, especially Radhanath Swami Maharaj here. You know, how he is genuinely taking shelter of the holy name. Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj, also one of Srila Prabhupada's very senior disciples, he would often say that one should learn to cry for Krishna. And as you know, he opened a very nice temple, Krishna Balaram and Gornita in Jagannath Balde Subhuda and Bhuvaneshwar, under the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. Then he was explaining that I opened a crying school, a school to teach people how to cry. Generally, children are taught not to cry. But ISKCON is a school teaching us how to cry. Not for material things, to cry for Krishna. So, Guru Govind Maharaj, you know, very powerful speaker, very advanced devotee and respected all over. And he was once visiting New Vrindavan, America, and he was speaking on this topic that one must cry. He would speak quite very powerfully, you know, you must cry for Krishna, like that he would. He must cry, you know, to cry for Krishna, like that he was. And then he turned to Maharaj. Radhanath Maharaj was also sitting in the lecture. He said, this Radhanath Swami, he knows how to cry for Krishna. So it's like one pure devotee can recognize another pure devotee. And Prabhupada also in his lecture says that chanting means cry like a baby crying for mother. I was sometime back in Vrindavan and a couple of years back, and there's a temple of Radha Gokulananda where the samadhi of Lokanath Goswami and Narottam Das Thakur and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and deities of Radha Vinod, Radha Vijay Govind, the Govardhan Shila which Lord Chaitanya was wearing always and gave it to Raghunath Das Goswami, and the deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu which Narottam Das Thakur worshipped. So just by the temple, the Samadhi area, and I was chanting in the Samadhi area, which is a very quiet place. It so happened that one calf came running inside the Samadhi area. And this calf was just looking here and there for his mother. There was a screen between the two. And the mother was actually on the other side. The calf did not know, he was looking here and there. And then he saw his mother and started running towards the mother. But there was a wall in between with a screen. So he could see the mother but could not approach. So the calf was moving and the mother was also moving. I was thinking, why Krishna has arranged this? As I am trying to chant, the calf was desperately in a very crying mood, moving for attracting the attention of the mother. So I was thinking that Krishna is teaching me that this is how I should chant. I should actually be begging, praying to Krishna. Most of the time, many of us have to go to office and job. We finish our japa just in the scheduled time. Many times it becomes a ritual. Even in brahmachari life also, because there are so many services, so you have to finish the japa by 7:15. Otherwise become late for breakfast. Otherwise we have other services. But actually when we are chanting, we should just be thinking about Krishna. We should be thinking about the Lord of the life. So this calf was crying and the mother was on the other side. Finally it went to such an extent that I called the pujari that tried to help the calf. The pujari wanted to take the calf back to the mother. But he had to take him around that wall. So the pujari caught hold of the calf. But the calf was thinking that he's taking me away from the mother. So the calf just sat down. You know, calf or cow, you cannot force. Just sit down. And so finally, somehow or other, the pujari caught hold and took the calf through the long route and brought it back to the mother, and the calf was very happy to drink the milk of the mother cow. So I was thinking like that I am separated from Krishna for many, many births, and there's a wall of Maya between me and Krishna. And although I am seeing the deities, but actually I am not seeing the deities. Although I am chanting the holy name, but I am not actually chanting the holy name because of the offenses. The spiritual master is like that pujari who takes the calf and unites with the mother. He is uniting us to Radha and Krishna. But in the process, sometimes we may not actually be following the instruction. Like the calf, you may just sit down and not understand that actually this is for my benefit. The devotee should understand that whatever the instruction of the spiritual master is actually ultimately meant to bring me closer to Krishna. There are several songs of Bhaktivinod Thakur and the Acharyas which explain how one should take shelter of Krishna. I would like to discuss one or two of those songs. One particular song where Bhaktivinod Thakur explains is how to cultivate that humility which is the essence of all virtues. Bhaktivinod Thakur says, Shri Krishna Kirtane Jadi Manas Tohar Parama Yatana Tahe Labha Adhikar. The translation is that if you want to get the mercy of the Lord, if you want to become humble, then one must endeavor by all means. Trinadika Hina Dina Akinchana Char. Then one should think oneself to be lower than a blade of grass. And Akinchana. Yesterday Maharaj was explaining this point, Akinchana. One may have all the wealth in the world and still think about that I am actually Akinchana. Like King Pratap Rudra was the king of Odisha, obviously very wealthy and powerful. And he was very eager to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu denied him audience on the grounds that he is the king, the King Pratap Rudra said, I am willing to give up everything. What is the use of being a king if I cannot get the mercy of the Lord? So although he was a king, he is actually a kinchan, because he was not thinking that I am the possessor. One can be very poor and still be proud. Sometimes there is competition between beggars also. Rich beggar, poor beggar. You know. Yeah, just like yesterday Maharaj spoke so nicely about toys. You know, bank account toys. You know, people fight over toys. It's very significant if you elaborate them. Our whole life is spent playing on toys. You know. So if you understand that everything is a toy, it doesn't matter whether you have a toy airplane or a toy car or a toy bicycle. It's not that one way the toy airplane is richer than one way the toy bicycle. So everything is a toy. So a devotee should be akinchana chara. The word chara means very insignificant. Understanding the greatness of God makes one feel humble. Srila Prabhupada was talking to his senior disciple Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, and he was explaining how there are so many universes, and then among them there is one universe, and in the universe there are so many planets, and there is a small earth planet, and in that earth planet there are so many countries, and then there is one United States, in that there are so many states, and there is California, in that one state there is one Los Angeles, and there is one small building, and there is one small Tamal Krishna Goswami. Like that, how small we are, right? Yet we become attached to whatever we have. It's the nature of this material world. This. A devotee, if he realizes, I am so insignificant. You know, can you imagine somebody is, you know, you may think I am the proprietor of this big building or at least one flat. Everything belongs to Krishna, but 1,000 square feet belong to me. You know? So if you just see from Krishna's point of view, even if you think it's yours, how small it is compared to the entire universe. And one universe is not enough. He explained that this material world is like a bag of mustard seeds. And we are into one small mustard seed. And in that mustard seed there are many, many planets. So we are in one bag inside that one mustard seed in that 0.1% universe, in that 0.01%. How insignificant is we are. So that's why one becomes chara, means insignificant. Apane mana bhi sada chadi ahankar. Give up the desire for honor and give honor to others. A few years back, Radhanath Maharaj was in Calcutta and he was speaking about this point. He said, how you judge somebody who is very advanced in spiritual life? It's not by the lecture or by the kirtan or by managerial abilities or even by the number of years you have spent in Krishna consciousness. But how eager that person is to offer respects to others and how he is eager not to have respect for oneself. It is. Sometimes we are eager to offer respects, but then we are watching, is he offering to me also or not? If he doesn't, then next time I will also not. You know? So, but actually you should be so eager to give to others. Because you see Krishna in every living being. How can you offer respect to somebody who is very junior or somebody who has just begun in Krishna consciousness or who is not even chanting? You just see Krishna. That Krishna is everywhere. And that Krishna is in the heart of every living being. So this is the way one can offer respects to everybody. Vriksha sama chama guna kuribe sadhan. Should become more tolerant, like a tree. Prati hinsa teji karib anya palan. Give up violence. Violence means not only physical violence, even mental violence. One should be careful that one should not even act in such a way that another person thinks that you have offended him. Not only should not offend him or her, but that person should not even feel that you offended. Like you know the story of Rupa Goswami meeting one Brajavasi, and the Brajavasi thought that Rupa Goswami is laughing at me. Rupa Goswami was witnessing some pastimes of the Lord and laughing, and this Brajavasi came to offer respects. And the Brajavasi was thinking that he is laughing at me because he is not paying attention to me. And Rupa Goswami was not actually offending. But he thought it was offense, and finally Rupa Goswami mitigated it. You know. So it's very, Vaishnava relationship is very sensitive. That, you know, to be very, to not only act properly, but to make a person feel proper. Do unto others as you would have them do unto yourself. Very subtle. We know the story of, Maharaj told this one story of, you know, one of Prabhupada's very dear associates, although not formally initiated. If you know, was formerly tennis player Peter Burwash. Everybody knows that story. He was playing tennis and he was, you know, like almost on the verge of winning a tournament. It was the last set, last game, last point. Right? and he was just about to receive, the other opponent was serving and he had to reply, he had to like play. And there was a certain point which was strategically the right point to stand. And just before the serve, he moved a few feet away from the place where he was supposed to be there to answer, to play. Everybody was shocked. Everybody was watching on television and the commentators and spectators, they were wondering what a fool he is going to lose. And sure enough, because of being at the wrong place, he lost. He lost and everybody was asking him, he lost millions of dollars probably. And everybody was asking him the question, why did you stand at the wrong point? And he did not tell others, but he told the devotees, the place where I was supposed to stand, there were some ants there. And if I were to stand there and play, I would have probably killed those ants. Now by being little away, I lost the match, but I saved the ants. I pleased Srila Prabhupada. I may have lost millions of dollars, but I pleased Prabhupada. What is more important is to please Prabhupada and please Krishna. Even if one loses the entire creation. On the other hand, Lord Jesus Christ says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world, but he loses his self? We should know what is of value. What is of value is the pleasure of Krishna, the pleasure of Vaishnavas, service to Krishna, and the constant chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One holy name can deliver the entire universe. That is the power of the holy name. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jivane Nirvahe Anne Udvega Na Deeba. For my personal maintenance, I will not cause any udvega or anxiety to others. But Para Upakare Nija Sukha Pasariva. And in the process of trying to help others, trying to preach Krishna's message, I will forget my own happiness and distress. And finally he says, Hailo Sarva Guni Guni Mahashay Pratya Chhadi Kari Amani Hriday. Pratishtha, I will give up that desire for prestige and be Amani. How is that? Krishna Adhishtane Sarve Jive Jani. Adhishtan means the place where Krishna is staying in the heart of every living being. Koribe Samman Sada Sarvada. Yesterday Maharaj was so beautifully explaining how Vidyadhar Sudarshan, he had this fall down because he was thinking he is better than the what is the name? Angira? Descendants of Angira? Yeah. Homely, Maharaj was explaining. You know. You see, if we had that true vision, you don't see things on an external level, whether somebody is beautiful or not, learned or not, whether it's brahmachari or grihastha or sannyasi. We should learn with spiritual vision. If you see with spiritual vision, then you can respect everybody. That's why it says, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavi Hastine Shuni Chaiva Shapake Cha Pandita Samadarshina. A Pandita, he sees with equal vision. A cow, a gentle, a Brahmana, even a dog eater. How can a dog eater be equal to a Brahmana? Of course, modern Brahmanas we don't know, but you're talking about genuine Brahmanas. You know? So it's only possible with this. So songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I remember recently, again in Vrindavan, there was Prabhupada Disappearance Day. In the afternoon, we had the ceremony for all the devotees, and especially for all the devotees from the Yatra, Radha Gopinath Yatra. But in the morning, there was a small celebration in the ISKCON ashram, where some senior Prabhupada disciples were there. And that included Shachinandan Maharaj, Dhanurdhar Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj, Jayadvait Maharaj, Keshav Bharti Maharaj, and not everybody was, and the ashram mates, and somehow it was not public, I was not invited, but somehow I went there. So I was fortunate to hear some very nice things. Maharaj was speaking and he was explaining that in his offering to Prabhupada, that once Prabhupada was, Yamuna Mataji, Prabhupada was in a house and Yamuna Mataji was down on the ground floor, and she was just hearing Prabhupada singing, and she was so much moved. Prabhupada did not know she was hearing. But then once Prabhupada came to know, and he called for Yamuna Mataji and asked her that, "Do you like this?" She said, "Very much." And then Prabhupada asked her, "Which song you like the best?" And she said, "I like Shikshastakam prayers the best." And then she asked Prabhupada, "What do you like the best?" And Prabhupada said, "I like Hari Hari Bipale Janamagunayan." And then Maharaj spoke what Prabhupada spoke. And Prabhupada spoke that these songs, they are very powerful. And then Prabhupada clapped like this and he said, these songs of Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Narottam Das Thakur, they will just penetrate through the heart. Prabhupada said, these songs are like Vedic Shastras. They are written in a simple language so as to appeal to all mankind. But they are very deep. And because we do not have so much time to read all the Shastras, just by reading these songs we get the benefit. It's like getting the essence. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says in this song, Danya Daya Anya Mana Pratishta Varjan. Danya means humility, Anya Mana giving respects to others, and Pratishta giving up the desire for personal respect. Chari Guna Guna Karaha Kirtan. When you have this consciousness, then you can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Bhakti Vinod falls at the feet of the Lord and says, "When that day will be mine." In another beautiful song in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya is himself speaking to some group of devotees at the house of Shuklambar Brahmachari, and he is explaining the process of chanting. So Lord Chaitanya says that this verse, Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishnuna, Amanina, Mana Dena Kirtanis. He said, "Should tie this verse around your neck like we have a Kanthi Mala." He said, "Always remember this verse." Recently, Radhanath Maharaj, a couple of weeks back, was in Pune on the disappearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Probably some of you were there. And Maharaj was explaining how, you know, the importance of humility. He said, just like a conductor, I'm talking about the electrical conductors, which carries the current, you know, the voltage is there and the conductor can carry the current to another place. If the conductor has got a lot of resistance, then it cannot carry much current, it will become hot. For those of you who have read physics or engineering, you know, like V is equal to IR, correct? Still valid, 30 years back I studied. Ohm's law, you know. So if the resistance is more, then the current is less. And then Maharaj explained the concept of superconductor. Superconductor. I was surprised to know how much Maharaj knew engineering so well also. You know, pure devotees empowered by the Lord. So Maharaj explaining superconductor means practically no resistance. Then if you have no ahankar, false ego, then the current of Krishna's mercy will flow through you and through you to all living beings. We should pray to Krishna to reduce my ahankar. You know, make it amanina, not desire any respect. This is actually found in all the bhajans of all the acharyas, you know, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that uttam hai apane mane trinadham. Not that one should be degraded. It's like Jagai, Kaviraj Goswami says that I am lower than Jagai and Madhai. So, we should follow in the footsteps. But doesn't mean you should become like Jagai Madhai. You know, Jagai Madhai killed so many, so let me have one more, one or two, you know. No, not like that. But one should think himself. Like Kaviraj Goswami is so exalted, but he says, "I am lower than a worm in the stool, and I am, anybody who remembers me, he will lose all pious credit. Anybody who says my name, he will become sinful." This genuine humility is actually very irrational. You know, it's beyond rational reasoning. How somebody who is so exalted can think himself to be so lowly? You know, the one who is actually exalted thinks are lowly. One who thinks himself lowly is actually exalted. You know, this is beyond logic. It's not illogical, it is beyond logic. And it is spiritual logic. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Vriksha, how do you become like a Vriksha? Kati le kishu na bole. And the trees cut. Sometimes you see in the villages there are big trees and you know the person cutting is just cutting for a long time and the tree doesn't protest. The woodcutter becomes tired and then he eats some fruit from that tree, then sleeps under that tree and next day again he begins his cutting. How eager you would be to give some food to somebody who is about to cut you, kill you. You know? Obviously, very difficult. At most you may tolerate and say, okay, you know, I'll call the police till the police doesn't come, okay. But here, this is a higher virtue. And another thing is, jeje mage tare de apana dhan. Just giving whatever anybody asks for. Some years back, Radhanath Maharaj was speaking about Ranti Dev's story, how Ranti Dev was so eager to give to others. This book distribution helps us to develop that quality of giving oneself to others. Every limb of the body, like Maharaj Shibi was ready to give every limb of his body to help the pigeon. You know? So this quality is certainly very rare, but unless we emulate that quality, we cannot get Krishna prema also. Prabhupada explained that all these qualities will develop by offenseless chanting. We don't have to make a separate endeavor, but just by chanting purely, sincerely, or trying to chant purely, one will develop all good qualities. Yasya asti bhakti bhagavati kinchana sarve gune samasata suraha. All the good qualities of the demigods will develop in a person who is engaged in devotional service. So, this is one song. In another place, Bhakti Vinod Thakur explains in the song of Jiva Jago, Jiva Jago, Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Jivana anitya janaha sar, that this life is impermanent, tahe nana vida vipada bhar. Even though it's impermanent, at the same time there are a lot of miseries. Dukhalayam ashashvatam. You can see how the songs of the acharyas and the words of the shastras, they are non-different. The same thing, like Maharaj was explaining very nicely, that in style we should be flexible and in principle we should be rigid. The message should be same, but how you present it should be different depending on the audience. You know, same medicine, gave you the plain medicine, you put it in a chocolate or, you know, somehow. So here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying the same thing which Lord Krishna is saying, that jivana anitya janaha sar tahe nana vida vipada bhar, and namashraya kori, take shelter of the holy name, thakaha apana kaji. And another song Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, bhagati vinoda prabhu charane podiya se hari nama mahamantra loilomagi. That I fall at the feet of the holy name, I fall at the feet of the Lord, having taken shelter of the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. I'll speak a little bit about Lochan Das Thakur, as a few days back was his appearance day. The very famous book called Chaitanya Mangal, which was written by Lochan Das Thakur. Lochan Das Thakur actually wrote this book in a poetic form, Panchali Rag, a particular meter. Just like in Maharashtra, we have Tukaram Maharaj written many abhangas, which are devotional songs written in a style which appeal to the local people. So, he wrote this book, Chaitanya Mangal, and also Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote his book, which is also called Chaitanya Mangal. So, then the Vaishnavas had a meeting, because the two books are of the same name. It was decided that since Vrindavan Das Thakur is incarnation of Vyasadeva, his book should be called Chaitanya Bhagavat. And the book by Lochan Das Thakur continued to be named Chaitanya Mangal. So Lochan Das Thakur appeared in the world 1520, that is about 34 years after the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He also wrote many songs. One of the songs very dear to Srila Prabhupada was పరమ కరుణ బహు ద్విజన నిధాయి గౌరచంద్ర. ప్రభుపాద్ వాజ్ వన్స్ హ్యావింగ్ అ డిటి వెల్కమింగ్ అవర్ ఇన్స్టాలేషన్ ప్రోగ్రామ్ అండ్ హీ వాజ్ సింగింగ్ దిస్ సాంగ్ అండ్ హీ జస్ట్ వాజ్ ఇన్ ఎక్స్టసీ విత్ జస్ట్ కుడ్ నాట్ కంట్రోల్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. హీ లైక్ దిస్ సాంగ్ సో మచ్ అండ్ ఎస్పెషలీ ఇన్ దిస్ సాంగ్ లోచన్ దాస్ ఠాకూర్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ హౌ లార్డ్ చైతన్య హస్ కమ్ టు గివ్ అ ప్రాసెస్ విచ్ ఇస్ కేవల ఆనంద కంద సింప్లీ జాయ్ఫుల్ దట్ ఇస్ కీర్తన్ నృత్య అండ్ ప్రసాద్ chanting, dancing and feasting. Interestingly, in the three important items there is no lecture mentioned. it's auxiliary subject. But the lecture or the Bhagavat is necessary to instill faith in the process of chanting. Prabhupada said, if we just have faith that the name is not different from Krishna, we can go back to God. So Lochan Das Thakur was born in a family of Rariya physicians who resided in Kogram, near Katwa. His guru was Narahari Sarkar Thakur. It is explained that when he was very young, he was married. As you know, in those times, sometimes the children would be married when they were 5 or 6 years old, and they would continue to stay at their parents' home and visit occasionally, and when they would grow up, then they would stay together. So, like Prabhupada mentions that when his sister was just about few years old, his mother was very worried, oh, she is still not married, you know, less than 10 years old. So, Lochan Das Thakur was married, but then he was very attracted to Narahari Sarkar. So, he was married officially, but he was staying with his guru's ashram until the age came. And then his to-be-in-laws, they came to Narahari Sarkar and said, this devotee of yours is staying in the ashram, he's supposed to marry my daughter. So his guru told him to go. And he went to the village where he was supposed to meet his in-laws and his wife. And on the way, he saw some woman drawing water from the well. So he asked her, Mataji, which is the way to this place? Can you please tell me the way? So she told the way, and when she reached home, he was surprised to know that this woman whom he had called Mataji was his to-be wife, you know. So, she explained to his father-in-law that, you know, that I am sorry, but I have called her mother. I have seen her in that vision, so I just can't marry in that. And his father-in-law also gave blessings to him to go back to the ashram. It's very safe, especially if a brahmachari is to call every woman Mataji. And not only you should say, but you should respect. Vedic culture, there's a lot of respect for women. There's no, you know, it's not that there's disrespect because when somebody is man or woman. Especially women are respected as mothers. Chanakya Pandit says, Matravat Paradarishu. Not only Brahmachari, but even Grahastha, apart from his married wife, should see every woman as mother. Matravat Paradarishu. Loshtavat Paradraveshu. Others' wealth should be seen as garbage, not be eager to acquire others' wealth. Atmavat sarabhuteshu, to see others as you would have yourself. It's like I don't like to be mistreated, so I don't mistreat others. I like when somebody is kind to me, so I be kind to them. Atmavat sarabhuteshu. Yapashet sa pandita, he is pandita. So Lochan Das Thakur then came back and he wrote, there's one place in Shrikhanda, on a stone slab, where on the instruction of his guru, he wrote this great literature called Chaitanya Mangal. We will read some stories from this book today. It's interesting that he never witnessed those pastimes, but just by hearing from great devotees and from reading the diary of Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta, as you know, was a great devotee, non-different from Hanuman, the associate of Lord Ramchandra. So Murari Gupta was staying very near Lord Chaitanya's home, so he wrote a diary called Kadcha, and based on that diary, Chaitanya Mangal was written by Lochan Das Thakur. In other words, hearing is so important, even more important than witnessing. The wives of the Brahmanas, they never saw Krishna, but they were so eager to serve Krishna just because they had heard the glories of Krishna. Rukmini had never seen Krishna. But she had heard from great devotees about Krishna, so much so that she was eager to be united with Krishna. So hearing is such an important item of the processes of devotional service. Prabhupada would sometimes say in his lecture, come here, sit here and hear. Come here, sit here and hear. I remember when I was fortunate to hear some Prabhupada's lecture in 1977, Jhu, and there was a case when one devotee was not understanding Hindi. Prabhupada was speaking in Hindi, and one devotee got up to leave, and Prabhupada said, no, sit down. He said, no, Prabhupada, I don't understand. Prabhupada said, doesn't matter. Even if you don't understand, the sound vibration will purify. It's a powerful, especially Prabhupada's words. Sometimes in our society, in ISKCON, it's very important that every devotee has, according to capacity, a regular amount of hearing of Prabhupada's lectures. Although to the material senses, they may not be very attractive, there may not be so many jokes, or may not be very, so-called externally attractive. But the substance is same, and Prabhupada being the founder Acharya and Paramahamsa Vaishnava, hearing from Prabhupada has a great effect of bringing one closer to Krishna. So, Lochandas Thakur, he wrote this book, and also he glorifies his spiritual master. He says, I am the servant of Thakur Narahari. He is the master of my life. He is the desire of all my desires. I place my head at his lotus feet. By his mercy, I can describe something about the wonderful qualities of Lord Gaur Sundar. In his preface, actually, before he begins the book, he glorifies all the devotees. He mentions the name of Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, Srivas, and many others. And finally he says, I also offer my respects to the devotees whom I have not named. It's so important. Mangalacharan. By remembering great devotees, everything becomes auspicious. By remembering Lord Chaitanya, Dushkaram Sakaram Bhavet. If you just remember Lord Chaitanya, then even the most difficult things will become easy. He also offers respects to Vrindavan Das Thakur. He says, I offer my submission to Vrindavan Das Thakur. His Chaitanya Bhagavat has enchanted the whole world. Now both of them have written books which were earlier of the same name. So they were, it's almost like in today's world we would call it would become competitive. If I have written a thesis and somebody else has written thesis, then I will make sure that I find some faults in his thesis. Or at least I will never glorify. But here we find that Lochandas Thakur is glorifying Vrindavan Das Thakur. He says, he has written very nicely. Our politicians can learn something from this. Very rare, some people think, he is a better candidate, give it to him. There will be no elections then. Similarly, there is a story in Chaitanya Leela, his name was Raghunath, and he was Lord Chaitanya's classmate. And they were moving in a boat, crossing the river. And Lord Chaitanya read something which he had written on Nyaya. So you heard this story. And he read it. And the other colleague, he was crying, hearing this. Lord Chaitanya said, why are you crying? He said, your book is so nice. You have written so nicely. I have written on the same subject. But now that you have written, nobody will read my book. So he was not crying out of happiness. He was feeling somewhat depressed. So Lord Chaitanya said, okay, if that is the case, I will just throw away this book. He threw the book. It's the only book written by Lord Chaitanya. Just to teach us a lesson how important humility is. In today's world, probably we would throw other's book or throw the other person. This is how business works, everybody is. Put your feet on other's head. But our philosophy is put your head on other's feet. It's actually, Vaishnavism is quite contradictory to modern world techniques. But then the result is also different. But by offending others, you go to hell, and by putting your head at others' feet, you go back to Vaikuntha. It's just 180 degrees difference. So one should cultivate. Even though in devotee society, there may be, conflicts. Somebody has to bow down. So whoever bows down makes spiritual advancement. Like Vritrasura and Indra also. Indra was also a devotee. Vritrasura was also a devotee. But Vritrasura was more humble, more pure. He told Indra, take this thunderbolt. Just now you threw a club. Indra threw the club and Vritrasura caught it with his left hand and threw it back. And Indra went flying back 50 yards behind, you know. But then Vritrasura is telling to Indra, pick up this thunderbolt, Vajra. It's empowered by Lord Vishnu. Your club, throwing of club was useless like requesting a donation from a miserly person. But this thunderbolt is empowered by the Lord. Use it, cut it, cut my head. I'll go back to Godhead and you can be continue to be Indra in this dirty material world. Yeah. Of course, Indra is also a great devotee. We should not offend him. Radhanath Maharaj was telling one devotee that you should not offend Indra because for all you know, you may take next birth in Indra Loka. Yeah. So, and Indra is the temple president there, you know, like one. So he may have difficulty, you know. We should not offend Indra, but we should learn from Indra sometimes. Sometimes Krishna uses Indra to teach us lessons. So humility is more important than even achievements in devotional service. The biggest achievement is Trinada Pisunich. It's the most rarest. So, I'll just come to some stories. Some of you may have heard. Very beautiful stories are there in Chaitanya Mangal, especially describing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's childhood pastimes. It begins with the advent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narad Muni is traveling all throughout the universe. And then he gets the news from the Lord that I am going to appear in Kali Yuga in the form of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he gives this information to everybody. And then he comes to Lord Shiva in Kailash. So, Lord Shiva, he is in great ecstasy. Narada Muni is revealing to Lord Shiva that Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu is about to appear in this coming Kali Yuga. And as he is explaining, he talks about Uddhava. Uddhava speaks in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam that the Mahaprasad of the Lord, the garlands which has been worn by the deities, or the prasad which has been offered to the Lord, that can help one conquer the illusory energy. So Narad Muni, he was so much attached to getting the mercy of the Lord. So he went to Lakshmi Devi and he served Lakshmi Devi and Lord Narayan for a long time. And being satisfied with his service, Lakshmi Devi asked Narad Muni, what do you want? And Narad Muni said that, I never got to taste the Lord's Mahaprasad. Please give me some Mahaprasad. Lakshmi Devi became astonished. She said, Narada, actually Lord Narayan has ordered me. Do not give my Mahaprasad. How can I break the Lord's order? But I will disobey his order and give you some. But you must wait for some time. She was waiting for a long time. And after some time, Lakshmi Devi spoke very sweetly to Lord Narayan. And she said, I have something to ask. I am afraid to speak. I have a problem. I need your help. Oh Lord Narayan, please save me. And Lord Narayan cast a glance towards Sudarshan Chakra. And Sudarshan Chakra was trembling and he says, my Lord, I think Lakshmi Devi has a problem. Lakshmi Devi then explained that actually Narad Muni has been serving us for 12 years. Can you imagine before getting prasad? I began my devotion by eating prasad. But this is like entrance exam for getting prasad. 12 years of service. You know. So Narad Muni has been serving and I asked for a benediction. And then he said, I want Mahaprasad. Now you have told me not to give Mahaprasad. But I have given my promise to Narad Muni. So please save me. Dharma Sankat. You know. What should I do? Lord Narayan said, you made a big mistake. But anyway, without my knowledge, you can give my Mahaprasad. The all-knowing Narayan, Sarvagya Narayan. So it appears in the higher world also, not everything takes place officially, you know. I want, you know, Radha Gopinath Mahaprasad, you know, through the stall sometime, but if you have good relation with, you know. You know, so finally, after few days, again he had to wait for few days, and Lakshmi Devi gave me some Mahaprasad, and I took that Mahaprasad. And just by eating that Mahaprasad, my effulgence became 100 times more, and I was just chanting Krishna's name. And like that, then he explained to Lord Shiva this story, and Lord Shiva said, what is this? Why did you not give me Mahaprasad? Narad Muni said, actually, I'm sorry. Like, oh, I have some here. He had some on his hand and he gave it to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva became so much filled with ecstasy. He started chanting loudly, Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. He was chanting so loudly that he forgot himself. His devastating dance threatened to drive the earth planet down to Rasatal. And the hood of Ananta Dev, who is holding the universe, he came back like this. Kya ho raha hai? What is going on? Ananta Dev was stretching and touching Kurma Dev. And at this time, Kurma Dev poked out his hand out of his shell and started looking at Ananta Shesh. So then Lord Shiva was dancing. Mother Earth personally came. She ran to Kailash. She came to Katyayani, the wife of Lord Shiva, and said, oh Devi, please, if your husband keeps on dancing, I will be finished. I will die. Please, the whole material world is in danger. Better do something. So Parvati rushed to the place where Pashupati, one of the names of Lord Shiva is Pashupati, he was dancing, and Parvati Devi spoke some harsh words. You know, women know how to control husband. So Parvati spoke some harsh words and Lord Shiva came back to external consciousness. And he said, why have you broken my ecstasy? What you have done is not proper. Why did you interrupt? You have practically killed me. You are acting like my enemy. I have never tasted so much bliss in my life. Why did you stop me? Parvati Devi folded her hands humbly and said, please, just see, the weight of your dancing is pushing the earth down to the bottom of the universe. I spoke this just to protect the universe. So Lord Shiva pardoned his wife. And then when she saw that he was in a relaxed mood, then Parvati asked this question. Every day you are dancing in ecstasy, but today was very special. Today your dancing was pushing the earth down to Rasatal. I have never seen. What is the reason? Lord Shiva said, today Narad Muni gave me some Mahaprasad. And although glorified in the Vedas, Mahaprasad is so rare to achieve. By the mercy of Narad Muni, I got Mahaprasad. Then Parvati said, she became disturbed. She said, so far I was thinking you are very merciful and kind, that we are one husband, wife. I am half of your body. But today you have revealed your false love is just a pretension. You are a cheater. Hare Krishna. This is greatest of Vaishnava speaking. It is said in the Chaitanya Bhagavad, we should never, you know, try to understand. I mean, even if there is quarrel between two devotees, if you criticize one and take side of another, they both go to Vaikuntha and you go to hell. So we cannot. Can you imagine? Parvati is telling her husband, you are a cheater. And Lord Shiva, he felt that he's guilty. But he didn't say, oh, I'm sorry, next time I will give you. He said, you have no right to this wealth, Hare Krishna. He just left. And Parvati says, okay, my name is Vaishnavi. I am not ordinary. I am also a servant of Lord Vishnu. So I make a vow that if Lord Narayan bestows his compassion, I will get Mahaprasad and be distributed to all living beings, including dogs and jackals. So then, you know the story that she performed austerities and then the Lord appeared. And then she prayed to the Lord, please, there should be some place where your Mahaprasad is available to everybody. And Lord said, yes, in Jagannath Puri, this is my avatar for Kali Yuga. In Jagannath Puri, my prasad will be available to everybody. Just conclude with just one or two small stories. It's getting late. There's one nice story about how when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing, he was playing with his friends and he found a puppy. He started playing with the puppy and he brought the puppy back home. And obviously, Shachimata was not happy because generally Brahmanas don't keep puppies in home. So she said, no, this puppy is not allowed. But Lord was so attached. So she let the puppy stay for some time. But then when Lord Gauranga went out, she unleashed the puppy and the puppy left. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went searching for the puppy all over and he found this puppy was actually on the bank of the Ganga. And in his own way, he was preaching Krishna consciousness. This puppy was surrounded by many people and he was teaching them how to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And just in front of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left his body and ascended to the spiritual world. So Krishna Das Thakur says, just see the power of Lord Gauranga's touch. We all want to become dogs of the Lord, or better, to dogs of the Vaishnavas, like Shivanand Sen's dog. Vaishnava Thakura Tomara Kukura, I want to become your dog. And hearing that the dog was chanting Hare Krishna and leaving the body, a golden celestial chariot from the spiritual world came down. It was topped with many domes and dazzling jewels, and this puppy went back home, back to Godhead. And Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva said, all glories to Lord Gauranga, the resort of the helpless. You are the most merciful. When will we demigods receive the mercy which this dog has attained? We have never seen this pastime in Krishna Leela. We bow down to you. When the Shachi Mata was preparing for Shashti Puja, the demigoddess, she is in charge of protecting little children. So she was going to perform puja. She had a plate covered with sweets and covered with her cloth. She was using her edge of the sari as a cloth to cover. And Nimai came running. And, mother, mother, what are you carrying? She said, we are taking the offerings for Shashti Devi. You stay here. I will bring some prasad for you. Shashti Devi removes all sufferings and inauspiciousness. Nimai just jumped and said, you don't understand. I am experiencing suffering now because of hunger. And as quick as lightning, Gaur Hari put his hand inside and popped the sweets in his mouth. Hare Krishna. Shachi Mata said, what are you doing? How will I go and offer this to Shashti now? You are so mischievous. Lord Gaur Hari became angry and said, you don't understand anything. I am all in all. Everything comes from me. I am one without a second. Just like putting a water in the root of the tree gives nourishment to the entire tree. And he quoted the verse from Bhagavatam, that yatha tarora moolena, you know. And then he embraced his mother. And Shachi Mata went to Shashti Devi and said, my Nimai is indomitable and disobedient. Please overlook his offenses. He is my only treasure. Please don't let him, any trouble befall him. Actually, he belongs to you. And we come to the last story. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day told Murari. Murari was just, you know, Murari was an Ayurvedic doctor, Murari Gupta. And he would cure not only the body, but also the soul by giving them Krishna consciousness. So Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he would imitate Murari Gupta in walking style and hand gestures. Just like Murari would say, we will go. He would say, we'll go. Like that. He was imitating. So one day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta was chastising. Who says this Nimai is well behaved? Is he the son of a Brahmana? So he was criticizing Lord Chaitanya. And Gauranga said, okay, I will teach you a lesson during lunch today. I will teach you a lesson. So Vishwambar, he disguised himself. He had very beautiful cloth. And then he came when Murari Gupta was honoring his prasad. Can you imagine? Just eating. And on the door he sees little Nimai coming. Murari, I have come. And Murari was thinking, oh, what is going to do today? He promised me something. And he was about to get up. And Nimai said, no. Oh, don't get up. Just carry on with your prasad. And he was eating. And Nimai came very close, and passed urine in the plate of... And Murari got up, what are you doing? And Lord Chaitanya was saying that, bhakti is like this nice prasad. But when you mix jnana and karma with bhakti, then it becomes like this, different prasad. You know? So you should have anyabhilashita shunyam, jnana karma dhyanabhita. Bhakti should be free from jnana and karma. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his very transcendental, humorous way, was teaching the greatest lesson. The greatest lesson is to always be the servant of the servant and incessantly chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any comments, Siddhamasaka Prabhu? Any questions, sir? I think it's already late. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Today afternoon, Srila Radhanath Maharaj will be speaking on Jiva Goswami. So, lecture will begin at 1. If you want to get place inside the room, you should be here by 12:30.